Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Start off with some breaking news from the World Cup matches in Qatar. The African continent has just exploded into a frenzy after the only team representing the continent this far, and Morocco beat Spain 3-0 on penalty shootouts to advance to the quarterfinals of these matches. Utaba oluchisayo esiqala ngalo lanxa nje silolunye udaba olumqoka esingalo lamhlanje iMorocco okuyilo ilizwe ebeselisele kumncintiswano weWorld Cup ilizwe laseAfrica. Selinqobe iSpain nge-3-0 ngemva kwama-penalty shootouts. Okutsho ukuba ele Morocco selingenileke kuma-quarterfinals e-World Cup. Tukutanga nawunasi nenyaya iyafadza abantu bakawanda ku-Africa inovanyaya ye-World Cup. Chikwata che Morocco chinova icho chikwata che Africa changa cha Sara chiri chega ku makwikwi e World Cup chakunda Morocco 3-0 pa mitambo yema ye World Cup uyezve izvi chireva kuti Morocco yatopinda muma quarter finals e World Cup tichakupainya iyo zvizere nguva inotevera. Now back to our main topic of today. Tonight we are revisiting the enduring problem of drug abuse among youths in Zimbabwe, with many doing hard substances such as crystal meth, heroin and cocaine. The country's largest psychiatric referral center, Imgucheni Hospital in Bulawayo, is said to be experiencing a surge in the number of young people seeking treatment for mental health-related illnesses as a result of drug abuse. According to reporting by Newsday, cases at the hospital have been rising since 2020. Imgucheni Hospital Clinical Director Wellington Ranga told the newspaper, quote, "In 2022, 449 new males were admitted while 400 were readmitted up to October this year. And from January to October, 449 new males were admitted and 400 were readmitted compared to 130 new females who were admitted and 168 females who were readmitted this year." The Newsday quoted Dr. Ranga as saying, "The problem at Imgucheni is exacerbated by mass exodus of doctors and nurses who are abandoning their poor-paying jobs for greener pastures overseas." In September, hospital principal nursing officer Agnes Kabwemba told New Zealand Court, "We are facing an exodus of qualified personnel and a surge in cases of drug and substance abuse. This has resulted in a surge in admissions in our wards. We are receiving 2,500 outpatients per month. Yesterday, we admitted a 16-year-old who was abusing drugs." Mental health activists and health experts say Imgucheni Hospital anecdote is a microcosm of a bigger problem pervading the country and its health institutions. Tonight we are asking, How best can Zimbabwe save its future by eradicating drug abuse among young people? Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Lolu ludubo osolubhahile kakhulu eZimbabwe olubikwaso lubangela ukuthi isibhedlela seInguteni ekobulawayo sandelwe ngabantu abagula umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yokusebenzisa izidakamizwa. Ngokubika kwephephandaba leNewsday kanye leNewsiana, iziphathamandla kulesi sibhedlela zikhala ngokuthi ziyandelwa ngabantu abadinga ukwelatshwa umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yezidakamizwa. Kahle kahle kuyini okungenziwa ukuhlenga abasakhulayo abayibo ikusasa lethu? Ngumbuzo obalulekileyo ke lo esiwubuzayo namuhla. Kwaziwayo batereri beStudio 7 na nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikuru sei nevechidiki. Dambudziko iri rinonzi rapa kuti kuchipatara cheInguteni kuBulawayo kuzari vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nenyaya yekushandisa zvinodhaka izvi, zvinosanganisira cocaine, crystal meth pamwe chete neheroin. Vepanaure Newsday pamwe chete neNewsiana anoti vanachiremba kuchipatara ichi vari kuchema zvikuru nezvenyaya iyi. We begin our show tonight with our guest, and that's Mr. Wilson Box, director of Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. We also have Bulawayo Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Ward 26. In Bulawayo and elsewhere, community leaders are rallying young people and fighting back against drug abuse. And one of them, as said already, is our guest tonight, M. Ganwini, Ward 26 Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo, who organized a soccer tournament against drug abuse and encouraging voter registration among young people at the weekend. Councillor Moyo, let me start off with you. How rife is the issue of drug abuse in Bulawayo? We hear Inguteni hospital is full of, is registering an increase in young people, especially who are mentally disturbed as a result of drug abuse. How serious is this issue in the second city?
Okay, thank you very much, and good evening to listeners. Okay, the issue of drugs is kind of concern, is now a serious issue. We have got our youth who are ICE, who are jobless, who have resorted to drugs and substance abuse. It's a sad situation indeed. They are abusing those drugs because they've got nothing to do. They are always seated in groups in bridges. They're absolutely ICE. So at the end of the day, they end up doing substance abuse. And eventually, like you rightfully said in the beginning, that Inguteni is now full of frustration from mainly from the youth who are unemployed. So you find that out that maybe for youth who are employed, the percentage maybe is very minimal. You can say even maybe 0.01 people who suffer from, who are affected by the situation of substance and drug abuse. So many of these youth are people who are unemployed. They've got nothing to do because of this economic environment that we find ourselves in. It's very unfortunate that much of it is said that this is happening. But at times when you sit down with these youth, you find that they've got absolutely nothing to do. They have given up. They are staying in their Indiana is up for me. They are saying Zimbabwe is hopeless. Maybe if they are they just absorbing doing those drugs and such and that, they think it's far much better and they forget about their problems. For now, I'll end here. Thank you.
Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba moyo sibone ngempela sonto sibone ngempela sonto uqoqa imidlalo yenguqu lapho obukhuthaza khona abasakhulayo ukuthi bayabhalisela ukuvota njalo bachiyane lezidakamizwa njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba usuke wayafika yini ingutsheni wabona umumo ukuthi unjani
yebo ngiyabonga ngombuzo lowo kuliqinisa ukuthi ngize ngifike lo ngumbono ukuthi ngenze i-tournament leyi yokuthi ngenze i-awareness yama-drugs and substance abuse engutheni sengingavakatshela isikhathi esiningi okunye ngihambile ngisiyabona i-site visit njengokhansela okunye ngibizwele umntakamathelwane ade esingathi ade sebhula ingqondo sengingamthwala ngemota yami la khona le ngutsheni ngenxa yama-drugs izidakamiswa iphatheka kubi njengomkhokheli olonyana nabantu ukubana abantu sebevula ingqondo ngento kanti esingayithi singayi-avoida njengelizwe xa singaba le msebenzi njengoba nje ekuqaleni abantwana laba bayasuka kuma-drugs njengaba le tournament yezengugu ngitshone labo ilanga lonke abantwana laba abanye bakuma-drugs kodwa bebecausebekele kule tournament yebhora azange bephatheke kuma-drugs azange beyenze okwezidakaliswa batshone bedlala ibhora kuthengisela ukuthi ngabantu sibili abatengqondo abantu abarizinayo abantu okuthi nxa obanisa into yokwenza njengoba bembathi i-tournament betshone beyenza bathiyana nama-drugs kule themba sibili kule hope ukuthi ama-drugs la abangeniswayo kuswela okokwenza ngiyabonga
aha siyabonga councilor moyo uqhubeke ubambile khonapho tiwuye kwamuri ba Wilson Box ndiwo director beZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network muri kunzwa vabox hanzi kuchipatara cheingutsheni kubulawayo ko kwazara vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nechikonzero chemadrugs kana kuti zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mutoriro and so forth situation yakamira sei kuzvipatara zvekuharare ikoko
ndinotenda vamoyo nyaya yemadrugs haisi ingucheni kupera asi kuti inyika yese chiri kukonzeresa kudaro inyaya yekuti madrugs ari kuwanika pese pese munyika yedu tine vari kuatengesa toita vari kuatora kana kuti kushuta saka its now like tatone market yekuti kune masellers nemabuyers and masellers nemabuyers anowanika ariwo kune vanotengesa zvakawanda kuita vanokwanisa kutengesa zvinoenderana nehomo yako saka mastatistics emahospitals ekuno kuharare edmoment am not so sure asi andinongoziva ndechekuti padzimba dzitatu kana kuti 3 houses right one inenge ine dambudziko renyaya dzemadrugs kwozouya uyezve kana tichitarisa mafone calls atinoreceiva pazuva tichikurisiva isusi more than 10 calls a day yevanhu vanenge vachitsvaga kuti vana vobatsirwa kupi nekuti madrugs avakanganisa kunyanyanyanya drug riya rinonzi crystal meth rakuvadza vana vedu vechidiki saka nyaya yemadrugs inyaya yamingati izvo yanetesesa muno muzimbabwe
thank you Deva Box and also please do stay on the line abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we-studio 7 na sisakaza singapha Voice of America ese-Washington DC for those are just joining us this is Live Talk The Connection and we are coming to you live from studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. And now an update on the World Cup matches played today in Qatar. As said already, iqembu le Morocco selingenile kuma quarter finals awe World Cup chikwata che Morocco chapinda muma quarter finals World Cup mushure meku kunda Spain, ngemva kunqoba iSpain nge 3-0 kuma penalty shootouts. So kumelelweke ukubona ukuba na iqembu le Morocco lizadlala laliphi iqembu phakathi kwe Croatia le Brazil, no phakathi kwe Portugal rather le Switzerland, zona ezizadlala kusikhatshana esilandelayo njengo 2 o'clock ngesikhathi sa konapa in Washington DC. So we are now waiting for Portugal and Switzerland to slug it out at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, a match that will determine which team goes to play Morocco on December 10 in the quarterfinals. Amanye amaqembu asevele esephakathi kuma quarterfinals, Croatia iyona eza ngqikilana le Brazil mhla ka 9 ngo mpalakazi. Netherlands icha rakashana wo ne Argentina zuwa rimwe chete msuwa 9 December. Morocco izadlala ke le qembu elizaphuma phakathi kwe Portugal le Switzerland mhla ka 10. Kuthi iNgilandi le France abanye abathi kungaba ngumdlalo esingathi yi-final ye-World Cup lanxa nje kwi-quarter final i-England izadlala le France mhla ka 10. And here at VOA, we are also human beings, and that means we are rooting for certain teams as well. Here is VOA's Andrea Tadic celebrating yesterday after her home team, Croatia, booked a place in the World Cup quarterfinals.
My name is Andrea Tadic. I'm excited about yay, yay, yay. We placed the quarterfinals. We went all the way to place second last time. We are going all the way up to place number one this time.
So do you think your team will win the World Cup?
Yes, is that a question?
That was VOA's Andrea Tadic speaking to Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye at the Voice of America Division World Cup match party yesterday. Now back to our main topic. Ndizokere kwa muri va box. Saka sezo dambuziko iri richinzi ratekeshira nyika yese. Todi sevana veZimbabwe.
Chekutanga chatinokwanisa kuita kutarisa mitemo yedu inoongorora nyaya dzemadrugs. Mitemo yedu iri kushanda here kana kuti haisi kushanda, nekuti nyaya yacho mitemo payakaiswa taane makore akawandisa, ende nguva iyoyo tasati ane madrugs ari kuwanikwa pane ine nguva, uyezve vanhu vedu vawanda, tine maintanet, tine a lot of things zvatava nazvo munyika medu. Saka there is need yekuti paitwe yatinotiwo drug policy reform, especially the dangerous drugs act chapter 15 the criminal code, chapter 9, 23, sections 156 to 159. I think the drugs is a public health issue rather than a criminal issue. Drugs is a criminal issue. Zakabuda is with Izo, another one uncoated, I don't know the big discovery. Zanga Pakistani saying, you know, just some drugs, and we're actually one of the same thing to stigma, with discrimination.
Tinotenda vaBox. Councillor Moyo, ngiphenduke kuwe. Kwenziweni? Yebo, kule mzamo oyenzayo, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zile mzamo eziyenzayo, uhulumende le mzamo yakhe. Kodwa kungahlanganwa njani ukuze udubo lolu lulwiswe ngabantu bebambene beyimbumba?
Ngiyabonga. Okungenzakala yikho lokho okubalulekileyo ukubana indatha zonke zihlangane. Ama-INS lawa aseemphakathekileyo kuqalisa kugazi ekulungiseni umthetho ngoba abantu ababanye abathengisa amadrazi bayabanjwa sibili kodwa akula zijeziso ezemplaenza ukuthi kwesabe ukuthengisa amadrazi njalo abanye ngabantu abathengisa ezigabeni lapho engihamba khona njengokhansela iyatshela ukuthi ikhansela kula bantu abathengisa amadrazi kodwa ngabaripota bayaboshwa namhlanje kusasa bevoke sebephumile. Ngezinjinto zokuthi nebhizi ngathi asihlangananga njengesizwe ukumisa amadrazi lawa ngoba ukumela umisa lesizamene imizamo kodwa kwezinye indawo singancedisa umzamo wethu ngoba khathesi singathi ngesilungu ifiniso yamadrazi amadrazi lawa abuliswa kwawo ijubhesingesiphathi ngoba akusela ukuthi azathengiswa evela ngaphi. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukubana igavumenti ehamba phambili ekulungiseni imithetho yokuthi abantu ababathengisa amadrugs bebanjwe bejeziswe kuzayenza ukuthi abanye bengasakhoni ukungena ekuthengiseni amadrugs sebeyesaba ukuthi bawungabanjwa yahamba esingathi uyasigqetshelwa ubhodo kathesi njengengithile ukuthi nxa imithetho yethu ilula nokuthiwe ezikhulwini lapho esikhona kathesi imithetho leyi yenza ukuthi abantu ingesabi kube ingabayoza nje elizweni kube ukuzenzela hlanikanto wako wama hayo nyesi siya wazama tibi lukweta hayi aseze mwese unga mweta hivuka na iso ati ama parlamentari nwetu mwene krafti mtueto inuti alara wate nga machazi kwe respezi sesu mwzima njale mwene kileta ucha lewe ngele mwzima kabeke njivalisa ama koteini ama koteini bawa ase bawa ta a tura isara nje ngokuthi ama yiti la ngabele ngutheni ele aya afford ukuthi ngokutheni kodwa ama utshala lokungena elizwe la kusa refugee sasekungena lokho ukuthi ayinto yenkomperiro yo ayenza ukujale kuba wazi ngabe engutheni kodwa ngokuthi le refugee ukuthi kule tshala okungavumela elizweni ngokutshala kwakhona yathola ukuthi itshaya idola for two ngiyayi la kathi ngibuzele iwani yena ngani isifiso umthole umuntu sehawulisa bese ngeke abanye bathi ngiyabe sengani iphoso engani yabanye bathi sesifikile uyoqhuya amabala bakhe bese ethi umuntu uyake ngasakwazi akwenzayo ukuthi bese into baya iyahamba sibili siyo imashane ethi hame emzimbeni yamayuthi emzimbeni lo okunathayo
Siyabonga kansela ngubamba umlomo khonapho kahle sithatha umlaleli uTalent Mukutsha. Tinemtereri ba Talent Mukutsha. Makati henyu. Va Mukutsha muri utinzwa here. That's a bad line there. We cannot proceed with that. We'll try and reconnect with him. But as we wrap up, and Zokere Wamuri va box, how do we strike a balance between fighting drug abuse and fighting criminality? Because drug abuse mostly goes hand in hand with criminality. Mr. Box.
Hello. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that one is it's a tricky question. But just like what I said, if we try and create an enabling environment whereby we do treat our people who are using drugs, putting them in rehab centers, and also ensuring that you know, psychosocial support services, whereby we're trying to kill the elements of criminality. But can I teach you those facilities to ensure that our people are actually treated, our people are rehabilitated, we will find out that the issues of criminality will actually continue happening. So there is a need for us to really cut that supply, whereby we are saying that we are actually putting issue to do with drug use in line with a lot of criminality. Some people, you know, they are now just taking the issue of drug use as an excuse to their natural criminality, which
thank
is in them.
You. Thank so you, Mr. Box. I'm sorry we'll have to leave it there. We are out of time. But thank you so very much to our guest, Bulawayo Councillor for Ward 26, Mr. Mpumelelo Moyo, as well as Mr. Wilson Box, Director, Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.